and Wendy Todd, a culture and race blogger who wrote a piece in the Washington Post about Trevor Noah. And Artie Lang and John Fugelsang join me. They're back with me. Hey, Wendy, this is what you say. You wrote this in the Washington Post. You said, Noah might look like an enlightened choice, but his routines show he isn't. His jokes often hinge on insulting African Americans. Well, you can keep him. I'd like a conscious person of color to the wheel, not someone who's already driven me off a racist cliff. At the wheel, I should probably say. You're worried that he'll continue to perpetuate negative stereotypes. Why?
I just think that, first of all, you're coming to this country and you're making fun of their residents. I don't understand that thinking at all. And you're contributing to stereotypes that are perpetuating a construct that's already devaluing black people here. We're getting shot in the street because people do not feel that we're of value. And to make jokes that contribute and perpetuate that ideal is, it's upsetting. It's upsetting. It's irresponsible.
Why can't comedians of color have the same freedom as other comedians to practice their craft? They have an extra burden, you feel? Should they? They're comedians.
I don't think it's about them practicing their craft. I think it's also about intention. Is your intention to move a conversation forward if you're exploring something as controversial as race? But if your intention is just to get a joke, then who pays for that? And I feel like African Americans have paid enough not to have someone come here and make fun of us.